This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The election to replace State Representative Helen Giddings is heating up in southern Dallas County. After more than a quarter century in District 109, the DeSoto Democrat is stepping down. With no Republican in the March 6th primary, this four-person race will determine the district's next representative. On a rainy, windy day with temperatures near freezing, Carl Sherman Sr. stands outside a DeSoto early voting location. Raincoat zipped up, umbrella in hand, he's hoping to sway some early voters.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you.
Sherman's a two-term DeSoto mayor who is now city manager of Hutchins. He says he knows the region and Helen Giddings. He's got her endorsement and so far has raised the most money in this race. He says he'll continue what Giddings started, reaching out to the entire district, which includes DeSoto, Lancaster, Wilmer, Hutchins, and parts of southern Dallas.
As we look at the region, you've got to bring all the mayors and the economic development directors together. That's one thing Representative Giddings did well. Each year, she would bring all the mayors together for dinner, and I intend to do that more frequently as we look at the region and see what we can do to master plan the southern sector.
Sherman calls that smart growth, so the whole region benefits. He also wants more state education funding.
It's certainly an area where we need more resources, not less.
Sherman also says he'll fight for increased Medicaid funding because everyone deserves access to health care. Fighting for a healthier environment, DeShondra Lockhart-Jones says she would continue efforts she brought during three terms on DeSoto City Council. She says people called her the Green Council member. Just last week, she stepped down to run.
I brought the very first solar voltaic panels to our region. We've tried to reduce our carbon footprint, so we have some green cars, even things as simple as lighting, you know, changing the type of lighting that we use to be more eco-friendly. Our buildings that are coming up now are up to standard.
Lockhart-Jones, in the insurance business, says her city council experience would pay off in Austin.
It's about being able to have the conversations across the aisles, which is what I've been doing since 2008, because we have both parties on the council.
Lockhart-Jones also advocates for more education funding and small business development. Candidate Victoria Walton, on the other hand, says there's enough state education money. It just needs to be spent more efficiently. She calls herself the grassroots candidate with small business experience. She runs a document delivery service and a nonprofit helping domestic violence victims.
I'm well known to the community as an advocate, a person who will fight for you. I shelter women and children. I shelter senior citizens from domestic violence and abuse. I am hands-on with the community. I take care of it myself.
Walton says she would bring that experience and desire to help those with less to the State House. She would also be more accessible.
I mentor to the people who come to me and say, hey, I want to start a business. So as a state rep, I would definitely make my office an open door for people who wants to learn, people who wants to do better in the community.
The fourth candidate, Christopher Graham, is an attorney. He has no political experience, but sitting in a Duncanville restaurant says he doesn't think he needs it.
I've dealt with the constitutionality of legislation all the time in the courtroom. And I think that my competitors don't have that kind of legal background that's necessary in order to cultivate and know what legislation is constitutional and what's not constitutional.
Graham was disbarred as an attorney in November, a decision he's appealing. The King Cobra, or Crusher as he calls himself in online ads, blames corrupt judges for his disbarment, something he says he'll try to fix by winning the District 109 seat. Graham wants to generate more state funds by legalizing marijuana and gambling.
I think that that would free up quite a bit of money. I think that people would be well disposed if it's put on a referendum or on the ballot and voted upon.
Graham and the three other hopefuls for District 109 are gambling on a good turnout on Election Day. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.